USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to push Congress for additional funding to help emergency workers who responded to the 9/11 attacks and then developed serious health problems.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased, and the cost of medical care, which we don't want to skimp on for one nickel, greatly increased. So we need more dollars now.
He says he wants to include money for the fund in a budget reconciliation measure that Democrats plan to pass later this month. Another plane carrying 158 people from Kabul has landed at Doha, Qatar. Other countries are beginning to fly into Kabul, including Pakistan, which is now ramping up aid to Afghanistan amid a growing humanitarian crisis. The country's foreign minister is asking other countries to not make the aid conditional. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked, how long will it take to enforce President Biden's new vaccine mandate?
I don't have an estimation for you today, but there's clearly an urgency here, and we want to ensure that rulemaking proceeds rapidly, as quickly as possible. I'll also note, though, that there are a number of companies that have already put requirements in place.
At a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden said some Republican governors are being very cavalier about the pandemic. He said he hopes school children are not learning from them.
Politics doesn't have to be this way.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has banned mask mandates by local schools in his state, denounced Biden's orders, claiming the federal government is meddling in state affairs.
We were promised this would be 15 days to slow the spread. And where are we at right now? This is a much different thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former New York Commissioner Bernie Kerik talks about the events of that day.
I think for me there's two points on that day that sort of reflect in my mind almost daily. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by in some way that I don't think about. And the first is arriving down at the scene. I was trying to get into 7 World Trade where the Emergency Command Center was for the mayor. And it was directly across the street from Tower 1. And as we got to the corner, this was maybe 7 or 8 minutes after the first plane hit Tower 1, before Tower 2 was impacted. But they stopped our vehicles, and a cop came up to my car, saw me. He saluted me, and he said, Commissioner, you guys can't turn onto the block. They're jumping. And I didn't know what he meant. I didn't understand what he was saying. I got out of the car. I walked to the corner, and over the next 2 or 3 minutes, I probably watched more than 24 people come down off of Tower 1 to the ground on Vesey, between the two buildings, between 1 and 2. Some hit in the awnings over the building. They sounded like explosions, basically disintegrating into the ground. That was one of the things that you don't forget.
Audio courtesy of John Solomon Reports. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.